house of God this morning. We praise God, and we value the fact that God allows us to be in his house this morning. The fact that God has led us up in here speaks volumes to the love that he has for us as mankind. And I thank God that he's still putting up with at least Stan and allowing Stan another opportunity to get things right. It's good to see you in the house of God. And I want you to know this morning, the God of heaven is pleased as he sees his children here inside of his house. I want to welcome again all those who are visiting. We pray by all means you are encouraged by your time with us this morning. It is the wonderful great day of Mother's Day today. We thank God for you mothers. We really are praising God. Matter of fact, I thank God this morning, God bless you, my sister, that my mother bore me and allowed me to come into this world and have life. Something about life is just beautiful. You just have a tendency to value life. And I thank God for all you mothers along the way for bearing children like you've bore. And maybe you are not a mother yet or looking to be a mother. We want to bless and pray you up right now. You are being a blessing by bringing one into this world, and we value your position to bring that child in. Hold fast to God. Keep trusting him amidst all the things, and you will raise a child to be as God would have them to be. And for those of you who just are women, who are doing your thing as a woman, we value you as well. We thank God for you this morning, because there's something about you God has instilled inside of you that's nurturing, loving, and kind. And we appreciate when women are nurturing, loving, and kind. We value the fact that you women are the women that you are. And women of God, I want you to just stand courageously. Keep trusting God. Keep following after God. And thank God for everything that he does with you and does for you, because you are a blessing whether or not you know it. I don't want to keep you long. It's Mother's Day. The lines are already long. It's now 12:20. It's now 12:20. But I do want to give you a word from the book of Matthew chapter 15, round about verse number 21. I have a few little nuggets I want to drop off your way. I figure since it's Mother's Day, we'll step outside of the Jordan for just a moment. A better fact, we might just need to stand in the Jordan and preach a Mother's Day sermon real quick. So let me share this with you, and we'll drop off a few nuggets, and we'll let you get out of here to your dates, because I know you have some things you have to do. But I love the fact that we can come into the house of God, and we can be what God has intended for us to be. You know, when you get to the house of God, you ought to feel good. There's just something about the house of God that ought to make you feel just soft. You ought to be able to take a moment and just take a breath and just say, okay, I made it. And we pray that you feel that this morning. Maybe you are dealing with some things concerning Mother's Day. Maybe you're missing your mother. That's okay. We have Jesus here today. And he will speak to your heart as well, and he will help you through the process of missing your mother. Or maybe you're here, and again, and you're aspiring to be a great mother. Well, we got mothers here who have weathered some storms, and I'm sure they can encourage you along the way. Or maybe you're just a man and you're here. Well, the text is for you too. You know, really, I think the key in this passage is for faith believers, believers who really trust God and who seek God out to find God. But we want to encourage you women this morning. Matthew chapter 15, and thank you, Mike. I appreciate you reading the word as well as you read it. And he was going to read chapter 5, I guess, but that would have been fine. We would have preached that one too. We would have started out verse 13 with, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, how shall it then be salted? It's good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled. Any text you read, I'm going to preach, okay? Just know that. You don't have to be afraid to just go on and put it. If it happens to roll that way, we're rolling with you. Because apparently it's something divine you know that I ain't been tuned into yet. And I'm okay with that. We're going to let the Spirit do. But great job, brother. Way to articulate the words and reading, and definitely a beautiful prayer. We appreciate you, Mike. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus said unto her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. and her daughter was healed at that moment. A beautiful passage of scripture, and I want to just cater to your mothers this morning. We're going to title this sermon, Mothers. Just mothers, straight out mothers. Mothers are determined. They have determination. That's going to be the first thing we look at. And mothers, not only do they have determination, mothers have love. And overall, mothers, true mothers, have faith. They trust in God when stuff doesn't make sense. You mothers are to be applauded because you weather storms and you have a nurturing heart and compassionate heart that God allows you to have that soothes even the worst times and makes those times to be okay. You see sometimes beyond what the man can see. Sometimes you, if you would, pull from the strings, the heartstrings of God himself when we are frustrated and upset and don't know what to do as men. You are to be applauded by the fact that you seek out God when stuff does not make sense and that you can render your heart of love and joy and compassion to your family when they need it. You know, it's nothing like being a woman. A woman of God, that is. What say, how you know about that? I read my Bible. True women of God take care of their family. True women of God can be found as the virtuous woman in the book of Proverbs chapter 31. One who's wise and understands, one who tends to the family, is willing to put her life on hold so that her family can have. I know y'all was looking like, what in the world you know about a woman? Let me tell you something. When you've been around women long enough, you have a tendency to tap into some of their soft sides. I was blessed to grow up in a house where I have three sisters and a mother. It was only me by myself, and lo and behold, finally, Daddy, he needed another boy, thank God, and little Matthew, some of y'all met him, came along. But on my way to getting my other brother, I had some nurturing moments. So now I know how to wash dishes. I know how to do my own laundry. I know how to have a little bit more love when I want to tear your head off. And I know that doesn't come from nobody except a woman. One who's close to the heart of God, one who understands what God. Now, we men, we are capable of doing these things too. But I'm convinced that a true women of God, they have a sense that has been put inside of them that comes from God. A nurturing spirit and a heart of love that just really encourages the family. And so I want to talk real quickly about this Canaanite woman. Because here's a woman, an individual who has some issues at the house. She had a daughter who was suffering from some illnesses. Suffering some demons, if you would. And this mother, I'm convinced, my first idea, was truly determined. She was determined to get her daughter all the help necessary. Why? Because she loved her. And that love that she had for her moved her into a faith walk with God. Trusted what she could not see and moved beyond her human ability to accomplish, I'm convinced, a divine will and purpose, not only for the child's life, but for her life as well. Mothers, you're so determined, you are willing to put yourself out so that your child can have. Truth be told, the problem your child has becomes your problem. To a point to where you begin to see this Canaanite woman, she made the issue of her daughter her problem. Her life, if you would, you know, didn't mean nothing because her daughter was a little bit more important. She was willing to move beyond herself into a selflessness position that encouraged her to move to help her daughter out. I got any mothers in the house who know what I'm talking about? How many of you mothers have laid your life down for your children? Willing to sacrifice and give up some of the things you want to do because your child needs a little more? How many of you have went to bed hungry at night so that your child can eat? But you had some food called love that moved into your stomach and would glad fill you up because you saw your child was able to go to bed on a full stomach. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Sometimes you got to have a life of selflessness that moves beyond you as a woman. And even as men, I encourage us as men, our month is next month, and we're going to shout a little bit next month. But right now, we're going to shout with the women. We might entitle next month's sermon, God's Champion. God needs some champions to stand up and be counted for. But before we get there, we got to love on the mothers a little bit. Amen. Mothers, this is y'all day. Y'all act like y'all don't want to say amen this morning. I got any women here who done weathered some storms? I got any real women? Will the real women in the house please stand up? I mean, real women. Come on, this is your day. A day of celebration. There's nothing wrong with it. You ought to be applauded. You ought to be recognized. You ought to be honored. You ought to be... Look at just like the assistant minister's wife. What did you say? Stand up, Francis. Get a little bit of that love. Get a little bit of love, Francis. Okay, you're going to say that. All right, we're going to leave you sitting down there. But this Canaanite woman, I love it and I appreciate this text. I didn't see it at first, but she was very determined. And I had Deja sing that song before we got it because I want to show you some determination. Watch the text. The first thing she does is she comes to Jesus. She comes in the vicinity, the Bible says, of Jesus. And when she gets to Jesus, she says, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, I want you to help me. I want you to do some things with me. And what she's doing is far beyond what the culture, you know, really would allow her to do. See, at this time, a woman in that culture wasn't really deemed to come and speak like she's speaking here in this text. But she was willing to cross barriers. She didn't care if she was a woman or not. Her daughter needed some help. Amen. And true mothers, they don't care what you got to say when their baby needs some help. Amen. Say amen when you can. They'll come tell you and everybody else. They'll roll up to the president and be like, look here, you're going to have to do something. Because my child needs some help. So she comes to the master. She comes before his presence. And she says, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, the Bible said, didn't answer her. And that's one thing about mothers that I love. They don't take no for an answer. They came on a mission to get some answers. And they're going to get some answers. So she was determined, Jesus, whether you answer me or not, I tell you what. Instead of me trying the position that others have taken to have received mercy from you, I'm going to tell you what. I know I'm not a Hebrew. I know I'm a Canaanite. I know I'm not an Israelite. I know I'm not your favorite. I know I'm the enemy. But I tell you what, let me move my phrase from those whom you help on your side. And let me just tell you straight up as I kneel down, I just need some help. I just need you to help me, Lord, get out of the position that I'm in. Not me, but my daughter at the house. And I like this because Jesus begins to see, I'm convinced, a woman of faith, a woman who's determined, regardless of what things look like, that she's going to move through and get the help for her daughter that she needs. Women, keep doing what you're doing. Keep helping your children. Keep doing all that you can for your children. Even when they get grown on their own and don't want to act right, keep praying for them. Be determined that God's going to continue to bless them and take care of them. And move in a position not to dwell upon yourself, but to dwell upon them. I suggested to the men this morning that we need some people who are determined to help others and not themselves. We need some families who are determined to move beyond their own self-need and move into the needs of the person sitting next to them. Any of y'all need anything this morning? How many of y'all need some money? Don't you know there's somebody else out there who needs some more money than the money that you're seeking? Are you determined to move beyond you and give them and get them what they need instead of getting what you want? Because truth be told, God's taking care of you. And if you can see the need of yourself, surely you can see the need of somebody else. Mothers do that. Mothers see beyond their own personal and are willing to travel. This woman came to Jesus. And that wasn't enough just to come to Jesus. She had to follow after Jesus. When you read the text, the Bible said after Jesus didn't answer, she kept following after. You know how I know? Because the Bible said, the disciples said, Lord, won't you just send her away? Because she keep on coming after us and she bothering us. Now, what's interesting to me, Jesus says, you know, in the next breath, I've come for the lost sheep of Israel. I didn't come for the Canaanites. I came for the Israelites. Oh, I wish I had a church. I'd preach right along in there. See, sometimes we think we're the only chosen ones. But God's got some others in the remnant who need to be called upon and called up out of the stuff that they're going through. And Jesus senses that. He sees that. See, Jesus is hanging on the hearts of those who are trustworthy, those who put their faith in him, who know that without him, they're nothing. How many mothers have spent countless nights praying for your children? Sleepless nights where you had to wipe our snotty noses, had to hold us in your arms and rock us to sleep. Jesus is looking for them kind of folk. Some folks who see beyond themselves and say, you know what? It's the person sitting next to me. And what's interesting to me, I begin to watch Jesus, and Jesus, the Bible said, his disciples had came to him and said, just send her away. Some of us selfishly, amen, want to just send our children away because we don't want to be bothered with the stuff. Here's $20, just go and play. I'll holler at you later. No, we need some more. We need the greater. We need the moms who just take time with the children. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. We got to roll a little bit this way. Yeah, you got to be a nurturing kind of woman. A woman who loves your children, who rather would take that $20 and take that kid and go spend some time with her. Willing to, amen. And I see a whole bunch of mothers who do that. Amen. Matter of fact, let me just drop this in. Some of y'all are my mothers this morning. And I'm appreciative that you do with me what you do with me. I'm glad to have mothers in the church. Amen. How many of y'all got some mothers in the church? Know you got some mamas in the church. Don't it feel good to call on them? Don't it feel good? You know you can call them at 2, 3 in the morning? Yeah, some of y'all looking like, you better not call me at 2, 3 in the morning. But let me show you something here. I like Jesus because watch Jesus' movement. Jesus, the Bible said, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. Matter of fact, don't you know it's not good that we take bread from children and throw it to the dogs? And I like the woman. Look at determination. You know what, Lord, you're right. But I tell you what, even dogs eat crumbs that fall from the master's table. Watch the Canaanite woman. I'm so determined, Jesus, I'm going to share with you your same words you just shared with me. I'm going to let you know, yeah, you came for Israel, but because I'm in the vicinity of who you are and where you are, I know you got power to drop a little grace off in my life. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Some of us didn't deserve to be where we are today, but because you were in the vicinity of Jesus, you were able to be a recipient of somebody else's blessing. I don't know about you, because of my mama, I just being in the vicinity, I was able to reap some of the blessings that some of my other brothers and sisters reap. What are you saying, Stan? She was determined. She wasn't going to let nothing stop her from getting to Jesus and getting the answers she needed. Doesn't matter how long she had to travel. Doesn't matter how much time she had to spend. But watch realness. She was real with who she was. Lord, I just need your help. Sometimes the woman will cry out and just ask God for some help. And let me encourage you while you're long in there, ladies. Thank you for crying out and getting some help. Thank you for spending those moments talking to your God and allowing your God to fill you up with the things that you need. That's determination. But not only determination did she have, but she had some love. She had some love that moved beyond human comprehension. She was willing, if you would, to sacrifice her life for the life of her daughter. And let me just applaud you, ladies. Thank you for feeding us when you went hungry. Thank you for that. Thank you for giving us words of encouragement when we should have got the gauntlet and got slammed by Dad in the other room. Thank you for that. Thank you when we left the house and we knew we left the house wrong and Daddy didn't want to let us back in. You going over there and smoothing things over to get us in the back door. Thank you for that. Thank you for being willing to love enough to give up oneself so that the benefit of me may be a blessing. I could be blessed by that benefit. You know, it reminds me of Solomon. I think it's about 1 Kings chapter 3, where, you know, Solomon had taken rule and reign. And there was two women who had some babies in the house. And those two women in the house, after having the baby, one had fell asleep and rolled over on the baby and killed. And so she went over there and just took other old girl's baby and just threw her baby over there. And in the morning, the woman woke up and she said, my baby's dead. Then she looked, this ain't my baby. See, love knows your baby. Love knows whom belongs to you. And while I'm there, thank y'all for knowing us when didn't nobody else want to know us. Thank you for putting up with us when we didn't look like you had raised us to look. That's what I love about the Lord. He does the same thing. We don't deserve a whole lot of stuff, but he gives it to us anyway. That's what grace and mercy is really all about. And when you come to Jesus, when you're in the presence of the Lord, he gives you the things that you need so that you can look better again. But it's interesting to me that these women, having done what they've done, are brought before King Solomon. And the one lady, you know, after hearing the judgment of Solomon, you know what, I tell you what, we can't decipher whose baby this is. Bring a sword, we're going to cut it down the middle. And we'll give each person a half. The mama, the real mama, stood up and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just give her the baby. Let her have the baby and it'll all be good. But the other woman said, no, bring a sword. Let's cut it in half and we'll take it. And Solomon said, no, the first woman who stood up, that's that baby. That's what love does. Love is willing to sacrifice of oneself so the other can have. This Canaanite woman did the same thing. She was willing to do whatever it took to bring about some resolve for her daughter. To a point to where she would literally prostrate herself before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord? I need some help. I don't know you. You ain't my man, but I've heard you the man. Say amen. I heard you can help me in my woundedness. I heard you can help me through my stuff. So I tell you what, I need to let you know I need your help. I've heard how you've healed the blind. I've heard how you recover, you know, if you would, those who had broken heart. So I need some help. I heard you cast out some demons out of one boy. Well, my daughter got a demon too. Can you get out of there? And Jesus, after hearing her words about, you know, even the dogs eat crumbs from the master table, the Bible said, look here, woman, I see your faith. That brings me to my third idea, faith. Women of faith. Women who have true faith know their word. They know who to go to and what to say when you get there. They know how to respond and act up against in reference to the Lord and what he wants them to do. They're willing to give up whatever it is in life so that they can be at the house of God praying for their family. This woman here was so determined that her determination moved with her love, brought about some compassion for her daughter, and brought about, if you would, a greater love to move beyond her ability and move into the ability of the Lord. A love that says, God, I trust you. I trust you so much, I'm willing to make myself look bad so my daughter can receive what she needs to receive. Whatever it takes, Jesus, I'm willing to do. Why? I love my daughter, but I've heard that you are the one. You're the one who can do it. So I'm asking you, do it right now. And women of God, thank you for being who you are. And continue to ask God to do with you what needs to be done so that everyone around you can be a recipient of your blessing. Someone said, that's the shortest sermon you preach. Yep, because I'm through. I want to encourage you. Be the women of God that you've been called to be. And whether you're a mother or not, whether you are just a child of the Most High God as a woman, be that woman. Smile in life. Amen. Have a determination to follow Jesus. Have a determination to seek him out and find the things that you need to be successful. And then have some love in your heart. Walk around with a smile on your face. You know them little what a little girl's made of. Y'all remember that? Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. Well, walk around spicy. But that good kind of spicy. That spicy that's hooked up with sugar. Yeah, that sugar spice. That stuff that knows just enough what to say and just enough what not to say. That woman that just, if you would, walks around with them rosy cheeks, always has, as Mary Poppins would put it, a cheery disposition. One who loves life and sees good days, wants the best for it. Amen. Be what God has called you to be. Be a helpmate one day. Be someone who is nurturing and kind and loving. Because with that, I'm going to tell you something. That's going to build your faith. Because when you begin to trust God, God continues to build you to be the woman he wants you to be. And I want to encourage you, have a blessed Mother's Day today. I told you I just had a quick little sermon for you. I think sometimes we just need to celebrate with just some words. It ain't always about I got to preach hard. I just got to talk to you and let you know you're doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing, women. And I wanted to do this, if I may. I want all the ladies to stand, whether you're mother or not. You're women maybe aspiring to be a mother. We want to pray over you today. We want God to bless you. We want God to be with you. We want God to honor you. We want God to be everything that he needs to be in your life, so that you can be the woman that he's intended for you to be. All right? Let's pray. Gracious Father in heaven, we love you this morning. We thank you, Father, for being the God that you are. Father, your ladies, your daughters are standing right now before you. And we thank you, Father, for all your daughters this morning. Whether young or older, Father, we thank you for them. We thank you, Father, for all the women who are present here who desire to please you and do the things to lift and honor your name. I pray, Father, a covering over all of them. Bless them. Give them the things that they need, Father, to be successful. Help them to be like this Canaanite woman with determination. Determination to come to you. The determination which comes with love, Father. A love that they have for whom they're around, Father. Their family, their friends, their loved ones, Father. Bless them. But most importantly, Father, help them to have a great faith. Help them to have a faith that's rooted in you, Father, the Savior, the one who's able to help them in the needs in which they have, Father. Father, we pray that you bless the young ones, Father, who desire one day to be a mother. Help them, Father, mold them, shape them, build them up in the most holy way. Keep Satan at bay, Father. You know the devil is crafty, and we know as well he's constantly trying to pull at them. So help them, Father, and camp your angels around them. Uphold them with your hand that they may be the woman that you've intended for them to be. Help them to know along the way, Father, they may make mistakes, but that's why they can come to a Savior like you, because you can help those mistakes go away, Father, and you can help them be on the right track again. Father, we thank you for our middle-aged daughters and sisters this morning. Thank you for them. Thank you for the storms that they've had to weather over time, Father. Thank you for them being who they are in you. Continue to mold them and shape them, Father, if you haven't already, into the direction of being a great woman of faith. Help them, Father, to trust you amidst their struggles and trials, knowing, Father, that when stuff doesn't make sense, that's okay because you're still in control. Help them, Father, along the ways, those of them who have families, Father, to know that they, as long as they submit their will to your will, Father, everything's going to be all right. Father, we thank you for our older sisters and your daughters this morning, Father, the mothers who have weathered the storm. Thank you for Mama being who she is and who she was, Father. Thank you for the countless nights that she stayed awake praying and asking of you. Continue to direct them and guide them. Help them now, Father, as they, if you will, are examples to the youngest, Father, that they may teach them and encourage them and help them to know what it is to be a woman of God, a woman of faith. Help them to teach them determination and love and faith like this Canaanite woman that they can bring about, if you would, Father, just again, beautiful women of God here at Hawthorne. Father, we love you this day, and we just pray that as, again, we go forth to celebrate, that you will bless all of your daughters this morning. And we ask you to bless them in the sweet name of Jesus. Let us all say amen. You may be seated. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you, ladies. We thank you, and we thank God for you. And I know this ain't your normal kind of thing, but let me tell you something. Sometimes you just got to take a pit stop and just thank God for what he's done. And women, I tell you, we thank God for you. I know you may not always get roses. Maybe some of you ain't got no roses lately. But let me throw you out a rose. You have a Savior named Jesus. And he loves you. He wants you to be the very best of everything. So keep following after him. Keep trusting in him, and he'll continue to give you the things that you need to be successful. To the rest of those, maybe who are here, maybe you are a believer, and you're falling short of the glory of God. You know, maybe you're not a woman. Look here, let me tell you something. It takes some determination to get up out of the stuff you're in. Yeah, you got to be determined, you know, when you're falling short of the glory, to get on the right track. And maybe you're here and you're not a believer. We want to encourage you to come by faith. Come like this Canaanite woman did. She trusted the Lord. She heard about what the Lord could do, and guess what she did? She came running to the Lord. And she didn't take no for an answer. When she got to the Lord, she said, Lord, you got to take care of my stuff. And maybe you're here and you're in that position. Come to God. Let him take care of your stuff. Any of y'all struggle? Any of y'all ready to get out some of them struggles? Yeah. Come to Jesus. Have a determination. Don't take no for an answer. If he ain't answered your prayer yet, keep coming. Yeah, keep asking him. And keep seeking him, and you will find what you need. Maybe you're here and you're not a believer. We want to encourage you. Come by faith, repentance. Accept him to be the Savior. We're baptized in water for the remission of sins. And you can leave out of here today truly a child of the Most High God. And you can walk boldly and courageously with your head held high. And we will guarantee you the Lord will bless your life. Mothers, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day. May God continue to bless you. If you need to respond to the Savior's call, we ask you to please do so now. As together we stand and sing.